The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. It's episode number 28, and I'm your host, Alan Newsom. And this episode is going to be about Charles Dowd. Charles Dowd, we're going to do a two-part interview with him that I did back in 1998, same as when I interviewed Russell. So, I had people had written in and called in asking that we interview some of the folks that live in Mount Airy, North Carolina, Andy Griffith's hometown. And I did the last two episodes were about Russell Hyatt, who runs Floyd's Barbershop there in Mount Airy. So I felt like it'd be fitting to continue the theme and talk to Charles Dowd, who runs the Snappy Lunch. And he's the creator of the world famous pork chop sandwich. And if you've never had one, you need to have one all the way whenever you're in Mount Airy. Drop by the Snappy Lunch and have one. It's hard to get folks to try that, but the first time I saw it, I was like, golly, I just don't know if I can eat that. And I went ahead and got one because Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rewind Watchers Club, told me I had to. And so I did. And it was good. It was really good. So if you're ever in Mount Airy, drop by and get you a pork chop sandwich there at the Snappy Lunch, and Charles will be glad to fix you up one. He's going to tell us a little bit about how he got started in tonight's episode, or today's episode, depending on when you're listening to us. And he's going to talk a little bit about Andy and just a little bit about Mount Airy. So I hope you're going to enjoy that. Before we get into it, I want to mention, drop by and support our sponsor at weaversdepartmentstore.com. You know, Weavers is going to be doing a renovation on their website soon. So drop by now and see the original. Well, it's actually the second version, but we're going to be updating that just to kind of modernize a little bit more to make it a little easier to shop. But drop by and get your Mayberry items there at at weaversdepartmentstore.com, and listen to Two Chairs No Waiting while you're at it. All right, we're going to go on in here, their interview with Charles Dowd. And so here's Charles. How long has the Snappy Lunch been here?
Snappy Lunch has been here 75 years this month and this year.
Wow, this
year. It opened up in April 1923, and we were going to celebrate, but we just never could find a way to to get that much time to do it.
Right, right.
I mean, we're going to have some kind of celebration here.
Well, how long have you been here?
I came here in 43, right in the middle of World War II, just a young boy. And in 1951, I bought out half of it. And then in 1960, I bought out the other half. And of course, the rest is history.
Now, the Snappy Lunch is famous for being mentioned on the Andy Griffith Show. And I know you know exactly which episode it was and that type of thing. You might want to mention that, I guess.
Yeah, it came in the very month of September 1960 that the Andy Griffith Show, at that time, Danny Thomas had thrown out so many segments to, that's my understanding now, try it out to see how it might go over to the public. And on the ninth segment of the Andy Griffith Show, I was laying on the sofa. And right at the end of the show is when Ms. Rosemary, I believe it is, came to town. And Barney wanted to date her, but he was too shy to. And Andy tricked him into it. And right at the end of it, when he tricked Barney into saying he'd date Miss Sally, it showed Andy, I don't remember if he was sitting at the desk and Barney standing behind him, but something on that order in the jailhouse. And Barney said to Andy, Ange, what are we going to do tonight when we get the girls? And Andy said, well, we'll take them to the show He said, after the show, we'll go down to Snappy Lunch and get something to eat and some coffee and sit around and talk. And of course, I came straight up on that sofa when he said that.
I bet. And so did Andy ever drop in here when he was a boy here? Or did?
I'm glad you asked that. Everybody asked me that, and for years I've told them that while he was a boy, along with all the other school children, he used to come in here and eat. Sandwiches were a nickel and the drinks was a nickel in 1943. I've walked to school and Andy Griffith walking behind me with his girlfriend and walking back home holding hands, and I would have my girlfriend. I used to sit at the library and wait till my girlfriend got out of school to catch up with me and see Andy. He used to work for his first cousin at the Weenie Burger. I can remember seeing him put a bicycle out front, an old English bicycle, and come in and eat. He'd have a peculiar expression on his face sometimes when he'd roll his eyes at you. But so help me, I don't ever remember having a conversation with Andy Griffith. But I can remember seeing him, waiting on him, and things like that, but I don't ever remember saying one word to Andy.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, I know how that is. I grew up in a small town, too. So you knew a lot of people, and you might or might not talk to them when you saw them. You know. What's some other things that people ask you a lot that you might want to answer?
Well, they ask the most tangled up things that people come here for, and it hurts their feelings when you tell them. They've got it in their mind, because Andy was born and raised up in Mount Airy, that the show was filmed in Mount Airy. And when I tell them there's not one single thing on the show that was ever filmed in this town, it just breaks their heart. It's all was done in the little fictitious town of Mayberry that they built.
Do you feel like Mount Airy, though, is kind of, well, it's not really Mayberry, it's... There's a lot of things around here that were either mentioned on the show or drawn from this area.
Have you gone to the visitor center? No, we have the tape ourselves, but have you seen the one they interviewed Andy that he tells about
right.
He used to come here and eat and how much the sandwich was and a bottle of pop? No, there's no doubt in my mind the Bluebird was two doors from here. The Blue View was 2 or 3 miles from here. The Weenie Burger he talks about, even more he talks about, is the place I used to see Andy work at. Everything that he's mentioned, Emmett's Fix-It Shop and things like that, I think there's 13, the Snack Shacks, I'm trying to think of, I've forgotten a lot of them, places that he's mentioned in Mount Airy. But ironically, practically every character on that show is somebody that he was in school with or church with. Every name, we laugh at it every time I say it, like Sarah Edwards. She was a piano teacher at Haymore Church where Andy went. The Piles, we used to have a family of Piles here that acts and still does this day. They're still living exactly the way Gomer Pyle acts on that show. And I could go on and on, like Gilly's Garage and his first cousins and things like that. But he had to have a lot of input from this town and the people that grew up and went to school with him in this town. I'm sure that he didn't sit down and just say, I'm going to copy this. But I'm sure that he's told a little funny things to the people in here, or they were making up for the next show or something, and had this in mind when he did it. I really believe that.
That's pretty amazing. I didn't know this about Miss Edwards.
Oh, yeah, Clara Edwards. And I could go on and on if I could remember some of the characters' names. And they're still living. Right here in this town.
I've met Early Gilly and his wife, Lorraine, which was Lorraine Beasley, which they talked about her on the show, too, I believe. So, you know, that's pretty neat. But I never heard that.
Yeah, he mentioned even more going to Asheville for the club. What is it? I don't know.
The Esquire
it's
Club?
No, going to be in, let's see, I think I've met it. That one over here on Franklin Street. The ones that they don't ask anybody to join. They can.
The Elk Club or the Masons?
Masons. Even more was going to be one of the leaders in it, what it was to Asheville. And that was a thrill when I heard that, because Even was Andy's first cousin and clowned and talked exactly like Andy. I've always thought he got a lot of his funny things to say from Even more. He could come up with something that no one else in the world could come up with.
Well, that's part one of our interview with Charles Dowd, and I enjoyed it. I hope you did. Next week, we're going to be talking to him about the pork chop sandwich. He's going to tell us how he created it and where he got the idea and all that kind of thing. So be sure and drop back by to listen to the ending. If you got any friends that like the Andy Griffith Show, please tell them about Two Chairs No Waiting. We'd love to have them listening and getting some enjoyment out of this. We're getting, you know, we get calls and emails from people telling us that they're enjoying the show, and we appreciate you all. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. Otherwise, I'd just be talking to myself, which, you know, I have been known to do, you know, especially using one voice and then another voice. Hello. Yes. Well, anyway, I know. Hey, I hope you guys are enjoying it. And please feel free to drop me a voicemail, ask some questions about the Andy Griffith Show, or talk about the podcast, either one. I'd love to hear either way. And the voicemail number is 888-684-8415. And you can drop me an email at floyd@mayberry.com, or you can leave messages at mayberry.com/podcast. Any of those ways, we'd just love to hear from you. Anyway, see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry Podcast.